touring and writing and all that other stuff is all right there for anybody that wants to do it. And it's a great time to be a musician.
The music business may have changed in the 21st century, but for Josh Ritter, all the basics are still there. And as far as he's concerned, that's just fine. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. We've loved Josh Ritter for a long time here at FUV, as much for his bookish humor as for his ability to craft both a bouncy folk tune and a bluesy lament, and to put them together on the same album in a way that seems totally natural. And he doesn't let us down on his latest record, So Runs the World Away. This one, his fifth studio album, finds Josh grooving along in a neo-traditional kind of way, in all kinds of styles. He visits blues, pop, and murder ballads, with stops along the way for references to the Pharaohs, Shakespeare, and Stagger Lee. FUV's Claudia Marshall had a chance to talk with Josh in Studio A. She asked him about a little number on the album called Folk Bloodbath.
I had the idea in my mind for a really long time of a song that where you could just kind of go and get all the folk characters that you could muster into a song and then just kind of crash them into each other.
Right. What happens when Stagger Lee meets... That's just great to have all of them in one
song.
And
I thought it was time for some poetic justice, you know, that Billy Lyons, who is famous for having been killed by Stagger Lee, could now come back and have his revenge as the judge, as the hanging judge. one of the things that I always thought was interesting about American folk songs is that we would get them, say, from Ireland or from Scotland or someplace, and there would be this dark little song, and then it would come over to the States and we'd still have the same dark little song, but we'd add a big moral at the end, you know? And I like the idea that we're really good at adding the moral verse at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's what America's all about, isn't it?
So a lot of this record is all about, like, you know, kind of trying to take the moral off the end. Oh, the judge was a mean one. His name was Hanging Billy Lyons. He said, you always been a bad man, Stack. You're gonna hang this time. And the angels lay you away. And the jailer said to Stagger Lee, what's the problem with you? Oh, jailer, Lewis Collins' ghost brought Delia's with him, too. The angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. Lay 6 feet under the clay. You know, there is a lot of darkness in the songs, and I think in a lot of my songs, and I typically tend to like that stuff. I don't like the kind of I feel that there's a strain of narcissism in some dark songs. You know, I don't want to necessarily feel like the person who's singing the song is singing about themselves. I never like autobiographical songs. I feel that they annoy me. And so I don't want to impose that on anybody else. But for the same reason, I think that it's important to sing stories. And for a story to happen, something bad has to happen. You know, for something unexpected, you know, you can't have a story about, you know, walking down the street and then you get to the end of the street and nothing happens. And I think that the darkness in a song comes from the unexpected and from something, a character kind of getting put through their paces, which is why I love people like Flannery O'Connor and authors, and I feel like a lot of times I maybe relate to authors a little more than I would relate to some musicians, just because I feel that there's a moment here where something is happening and the character is about to go over the waterfall, you know.
Golden ratio, the shell stairs ascending round themselves. The trees rustle as if to kneel and listen to the heartbeat of a lark or a lark in the heartbeat. The oxygen in priestly green, answers dressed in labyrinthine. The telescopes atop the mountains of ecstatic vision, listening to the heartbeat of a lark or a lark in the heartbeat. Hey, hey, hey.
Josh Ritter live with Lark, hey, and Folk Bloodbath. The new album is So Runs the World Away. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.